No, dude. No, dude. You gotta get your head out of the city, man.
That doesn't make them not horrors.
What'd you say?
So they're all whores, dude.
Nah, you gotta get your head out of the city.
Bro, they're all whores.
You'll find one. I'm sure you'll find one.
I'm sure I will, and she'll be a whore.
So what, are you going to marry a whore or what?
They're all whores.
So you're going to marry a whore? Is that what's going to happen?
Either that or I'll have to go full on incel and never get laid ever.
Well, that's a hard choice, bro. My principles.
Dude, my fleshlight, my sex robot.
There you go.
Ryan, you're rich now. Can you, like, buy us all sex robots? At least Matilda will never cheat on me. Unless Deimos fucks her when I'm not paying attention.
No. Himmler's the one you should be worried about. He's just going to hack her and she's going to go to him.
My robot sex doll runs on gas, so he can't hack her.
Zyklon B or what?
She runs on petrol and vodka. Mm-hmm. It's so degenerate that it's not degenerate. Joke's on you.
It's so degenerate, it teaches people not to be degenerate. Is that what the claim you're trying to make?
What to do when your trans boyfriend is on his period?
Oh, fucking hell. I'm trying to watch a video, dude. Come on.
You know that, like, all this shit could have been avoided if just, like, women never had, like, the right to vote and stuff?
Probably.
Definitely.
God, I hate it when white people show up with these Black Lives Matter signs and chant Black Lives Matter. You're fucking stupid. Their lives are not going to matter in a black ethno state. Like, trust me, it's not going to happen. You know, you should just show them interracial hate stats about crime. I mean, their lives already do. Blacks don't give a shit about whites.
This is true.
Wait, so there was a leak or something? South Burlington? There was a planned flash rally and it didn't happen? Is that what happened?
No, it did happen. They just did it somewhere else.
Oh, okay. So, but how did these people know where the location was going to be?
Because it got leaked. So that's why PF changed the location like 2 times. We talked about this last night.
How the fuck did it get leaked?
There's a whole backstory to it, dude. I can like explain it to you if you want, but it's kind of a long story.
Okay, but is a long story that involves like a leak within our organization, like somebody who's
yes.
Well, that's not good.
So you want me to explain the story to the extent of my knowledge, and don't quote me on it because I wasn't directly involved, so I don't know exactly what happened. You could ask someone else from, like, the Northeast, and they could tell you probably. But basically, my understanding is there is a guy in our group, and he's cool. He didn't have any issues, but he was working with, like, another group, like a separate non-PF group up there. And everything was going all fine and dandy. They were working together, putting up stuff. But then this guy tried to get those people to come over to PF, and PF started growing in the region. And that group got really butthurt about it. And they were supposed to be part of the Burlington thing. So they kicked this guy out of his group, the PF guy, our PF guy, that's still good. They kicked him out. And I guess around that time, there was a screenshot of the Discord conversation about the Burlington event. And Antifa posted it on their fucking, like, Twitter or something. So it got leaked somehow. So more than likely, it was the people from this group that don't like PF now because they got mad that we were taking their members, got salty and butthurt and decided to, like, send it to fucking Antifa. Pretty much, yeah, dude.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Well, that sounds like what happened. So there were two things there. One, don't share addresses and plans and shit in fucking open chats, which is why, like, earlier, like, it sounded like I was overreacting, but I was like, just like Patrick, for example, like, don't share specifics in anywhere open. Send it directly to the people. Very simple. But just don't.
Well, plan, I mean, to be fair, I think that's. I mean, everybody knows everybody there, so I don't.
Yeah, but to be fair, that just it's better just to not do it and just don't do it.
I mean, yeah, we can go for max OPSEC, but there's a point where it just there's, you know, you got to scale the security at the risk. There's just no point.
Yeah, but at the same time, there's literally it takes no extra effort to just not share that shit in public.
I mean, it does, though. You got to DM each. I mean, we got the commander's chat, but whatever.
Oh, God, I have to copy and paste this into several individual messages instead of sharing it everywhere for everyone to see. But also, they shouldn't have planned it. Like, they were planning details in the fucking general thread, too, which was just retarded. So it's just like...
It's just yeah, dumb. Like in PF but general, then, yeah, don't post anything there.
But then also, maybe don't plan things with groups that aren't PF. And then also, yeah. Like, don't fucking... I mean, I would think that there would have to be red flag with a group of guys that were that petty that would do some shit like that. It's like you guys claim to be like, you know, if they were claiming to be allies with PF just prior to that and they're willing to go to that extent, like, what the fuck? Yeah, some allies. You'd think there'd be some red flags along the way. Like, hey, maybe these guys aren't trustworthy. Because that's a big fucking – that's bullshit, dude. That's indefensible. Like, yeah, I know we don't see eye to eye on certain things. That would be like us, like, doing that shit to, like, IE or TWP or something. Like, I have zero issue with IE, but, like, TWP, for example, like, I didn't even have that many issues with them per se, but I don't know. You get the idea. It'd be like us just being like, oh, you kind of pissed us off, so we're just going to fucking dox you or fucking risk your safety just to prove a point because we want to be dickheads by giving away your fucking locations and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah, you're not achieving anything.
So that's how petty they want to be? Okay.
Okay, and are there pictures of these guys in Burlington too?
They put some up, yeah. Because that was the whole thing on the PF general earlier. That's why Thomas was sharing the tweets where the people were like, we chased off the Nazis, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, meanwhile, there was like a group of like 10 goys like somewhere else in the same city doing their thing.
I like that map you posted. I'm a map fag. I love maps.
I thought you were just a right identity for maps.
No. I'm a special fag. Right, that's cool. Six guys in New York. That's decent. Yeah, they got pretty good optics, too. Like, everybody's wearing uniform. I'm like, fucking Illinois guys. Everybody's in black coats, looking good. No fat.
How do you spot members of the alt-right? They read books. Because someone's like, is PewDiePie alt-right? I remember him making Nazi jokes and using racial slurs, but he's never mentioned them. Is it the lack of political motivation that makes it more just racism than alt-rightism? And someone said he perpetuated the alt-right, quote, reading books meme. Every alt-righter is obsessively reading books right now, by the way. A good way to spot them with his new video. And he even reads alt-right books, including Fahrenheit 451, Aldous Huxley, and Jordan Peterson. So apparently, if you read books, you're alt-right. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to start shitposting memes.
Oh, I want to catch up before he deletes General. Yeah, but dude, VA is posting some pretty cringe tier prop right now.
Because everything they do is fucking cringe tier, and I hope they're not in fucking Lansing.
Dude, I kind of prefer, I preferred it when they were just quiet doing nothing, but now they're actually doing shit. It's looking bad.
A judge rules bakers can refuse to make same-sex wedding cakes.
Damn straight. Holy shit, you see this guy, what Doc Mayhem posted earlier? It's a do some drugs, rape your pets. Traditionalist Workers' Party. For the glory of Satan, of course. Yo, Jelly, are they, is the podcast still up? Like, is England still talking to Baked Alaska what, at 4 in the fucking...
I doubt it. It'd be a 12-hour fucking podcast. You know that fucking...
It's like watching an online conversion of somebody into the alt-right, watching them take the red pill online.
You know that Sargon got on the chat like 45 minutes late too, right?
Yeah, it looks like people are talking about how he got on late, yeah.
He was like, oh, I didn't know. And then fucking Worski called him out for that too. He's like, you fuck, I sent you the time.
Yeah, that guy's life is all sorts of fucked. I mean, Black Sun, that. I like that. Give your life to the bowl cut. That's good.
Dude, look at my memes.
I haven't gotten it yet. Hold on.
Did you ever read the...
What'd you say you cut out?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Hey, Illinois got a new guy today. Nice. Ew, whip got on too.